This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're live on What's On Your Mind from Moorhead, Minnesota. That's right. And I'm already in trouble with the law here. I can't believe it. I don't know what I did, but it's like cross the river and they just find out about you. It must be leftover stuff from Montevideo. I can't figure.
Bad boy.
That's the bad boy buzzer right there. It's going right now. More on that in a minute, but why are we here? The Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber does a really neat thing called Eggs and Issues, and every month they get folks together and talk about important topics, and this one was community safety, something I think we're all thinking about after school shootings and Las Vegas and things that have happened there. So talking a little community safety today. We also have on the program Paul Schaffner. Paul is another of our candidates for the Republican House race. Had a fun debate last night. Very interesting. Have it all on Facebook live if you didn't see it or catch it last night. Watch it today or some point today. Very well done by the United Republican Committee of Cass County. And so we'll talk more about that and count down to the race. Gary Thileson is going to be here a little later on in the program. Gary is, of course, if we want to be crass, he's the richest guy in North Dakota. I'd rather say he is the most successful North Dakotan, and there's many ways to count success, and one happens to be money. Just one, and it doesn't get you to heaven, so I wouldn't necessarily aspire for that one, but some people like, you know, having a bigger bank account than somebody else, and Gary has a big one, because he's built so many hotels. He's the largest hotel developer in the United States, and what I love about it is he's from Daisy, North Dakota. And it all started with one hotel in Valley City and by a school teacher from Leonard. I mean, it's just an amazing story. So his book, Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thileson story, is out. And there's a book party today for the University of Mary at the Holiday Inn in Fargo. So University of Mary is hosting that at their Fargo campus, hosting it, but it'll be at the Holiday Inn beginning at 4:30 this afternoon. We're also going to talk about trust. Not in that whether or not I trust you or you trust me, but trust as in family living trusts. And Mark Wagner has been on the program before a couple of times, and we always get so much feedback. We ask him to come back and talk a little bit about it, things that people are thinking about. What he tries to do is make sure a funeral is actually about honoring someone's memory and about, their legacy, not about, what about this, where is that, what's this, how are we going to do this? Have it all done in a trust. So we'll tell you about that coming up. And your calls, your questions, and your comments on the program as well. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell is here.
Hello.
He has the bad boy buzzer at hand, ready to slap me down whenever needed, so we look forward to that. And in addition to the bad boy buzzer, you can text Todd or me. Notice there was no buzzer there. You could text Todd or me. Oh, the bad boy song goes, yes, okay, all right, exactly, all right. They're getting ready for you, Chief. There you go. The Chief's still looking at me, just so you know. To call us on the program, anything
probably
on your mind. If you were watching the House debate last night, you want to talk about that. If, whatever's on your mind, 258-0550-701. In fact, let's do this. Question of the day today. Let's get it going. Text or call, your choice. We'll randomly pick a MyPillow winner out of this group. Just answer the question, who are you for in the Republican House debate? You have Kelly Armstrong, Tom Campbell, Paul Schaffner, who we'll talk today, Tiffany Abernathy, and also the one, the only, ladies and gentlemen, Duane Hendrickson. Five vying for the Republican nomination of the convention this weekend. Who should get it? Free MyPillow. We'll go one this hour and one next hour, so it'll be two winners if you text Todd or me at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054 or 226-8503 or call us at 800. 800. Now I said something else wrong. I have the word police like everywhere around me. Are you familiar with the word police, Chief?
No, I'm not.
No, you're just familiar with the police.
Regular police.
Yeah. Because if I say Todd and I, then the bad boy buzzer goes. And evidently I said Tiffany's last name wrong. It's Abe Introff. I think I said Abernoff. See, so can you imagine being me? And then I got you staring at me like I can't even believe what's going on. So anyway, folks, you get the drill. We want your votes today. Get those in. Call us at 800-228-0550 or text us. The voice you hear is the chief of police in Moorhead, Minnesota, the one, the only, Dave Eppinger. How are you? Doing good, Scott.
How are you?
What did I do?
You didn't do anything. In fact, you're welcome in Minnesota anytime you want to come across the river.
Statute of limitations, we're all good with all that? Yeah, perfect.
I won't run you.
This was, to me, a very interesting discussion about community safety because I know all three of the chiefs up there, Dave Todd and Heath. And you say Heath's last name?
Yonke.
Yonke?
Yeah. Told him I've been working with Yonke since I got up here, so it's...
and of course, you're in Moorhead. But what I saw is almost I don't know. To me, I'm seeing some guys that are dealing with some tough stuff, and I know that's what a chief of police always does, but has this job changed more in the last couple of years, given what's going on in this country?
You know, I think in nationally, you're seeing a lot of things hit law enforcement hard. I think one of the things that's a redeeming factor in this area is we have community support like I can't believe. I've got people I've worked with for years in different parts of the country and obviously a department I did 28 years with where I talked to people. And they don't get the community support. They don't have people stepping up and standing with them the way we do here. I think it's earned. I've said it before, I had to up my game when I came here just because of the workforce I've got. We have sharp officers. We have a good community. We need to earn that support, but it's there when we need it. But there's challenges that are coming in. This community is changing.
In that vein, Las Vegas, we saw obviously Parkland School, one in Maryland. I mean, this is not uncommon anymore.
No.
I don't get surprised when I hear about them anymore. I go, oh, you pray. For the best outcome possible. Are we prepared for that here?
Yes, we have a, and since I've been here, we have a active shooter protocol, a training. We will respond on to another jurisdiction at their request. They'll respond to us at our request. Our officers train annually on usually in a Moorhead school or we've done it at MSUM as well, where we go on campus. We get familiar with the facilities. The SWAT team works with us. Our officers train in active shooter. The protocol now, it used to be get in a team of three or four and go in. When I started, it was contain the perimeter and wait for SWAT. Now it's first guy gets in there. I've got the equipment in my car. Everybody does. You get your gear on, you go in.
Are schools as safe as you want them now?
They're never as safe as you want them. But there's been things done with design. There's been things done. And I know it's hurtful to see, but our kids have to do lockdown drills. They have to be prepared. It's a reality.
Should schools be more secure, like controlled entry, like we do with a courthouse?
I don't know if that is something that's achievable and still have it an environment that kids want to go into and feel welcome. And I know that sounds a little soft and mushy, but, you know, these are still kids, and they still have to feel like they're in a place that makes them feel like they want to be part of it and safe.
If I handed you a magic wand and said, go for it, you know, don't think about the cost, don't think about who has to support it, just know that this would make what you're doing every day better at keeping us safe, what would it be?
First thing I do wouldn't be for law enforcement. I would somehow in public health we need to get stabilization facilities and long-term treatment for people with mental illness and people with drug addiction. And as Dave said up on the podium today, it's not a 30-day program. If you're addicted to meth or if you're addicted to heroin and you're going to keep in the same community, in the same environment that got you your addiction, you're going to have a lot of tools. And that's 90 days, 120 days, sometimes longer. And that, you know, this people with mental health issues or drug addiction ending up in the jails, it's not an answer.
Rough numbers, just off the top of your head, what's your gut tell you on how much of what you interact with on the law enforcement side, period. Mm. You know, crime, stealing, violence, domestic violence, harm, whatever, what percentage is due to addictions and or mental health issues?
Combination of them, I'd say probably 75%.
Holy buckets.
And arrest is, and if you lump alcohol in there, it's probably 85-90. If people were all mentally stable and didn't have substance abuse issues, I'd be on the fire department. They need about 3 cops to handle the city.
Wow. We appreciate you. We appreciate your officers. You are on that blue line. You're running into the bullets for us, so thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, but the credit all goes to my guys and gals. We got a phenomenal group of police officers here, and the other 2 chiefs know it as well. We were just talking about it.
How long have you been up here now?
12 years.
12 years from Arkansas?
Yep, 40-year anniversary next month.
Unbelievable. Congrats, sir. Good to see you.
Thanks, Scott.
Chief of Police in Moorhead, Minnesota, one of Minnesota's booming towns, David Ebinger. More and your calls next.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April 2018 auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, McKenzie, Ward, Bowman, Stutzman, Lemoore, Benson, Mercer, Slope, Clay, and Norman counties, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hebron, New Rockford, Devil's Lake, and Steele, North Dakota. All of these Pfeiffer auctions are in April 2018. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. I'm looking at a endless pool fitness system. Tell me what this thing can do.
Okay, so the endless pool is a fitness system, and it's aquatic exercise, which, you know, as we get older, I used to be a good runner. Now I can't run. This has a treadmill in it, and anybody can be a runner in water, and anybody can be a good runner in water. It also has a very unique swim system. It's like a river stream where you can swim in place. And I have countless stories. One gal in 2017 lost over 100 pounds by using the fitness system. Another one has lost 70 pounds. So just some great wellness, great physical activity, and it can be in your own home. And you will use it every day.
It is a endless pool fitness system. It's beautiful, by the way. To realize the fitness benefits is, of course, the real win. So come on in to Hot Springs Spas Pool Tables 2. Use the promo code ACE. You tell them Scott sent you. Heard about you on the radio. You'll save up to $2,800 on the hot tubs, on the endless pools, on the patio furniture, on the foosball and shuffleboard and pool tables. All their game tables, saunas too, are really incredible. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Bismarck, in Grand Forks, in Minot, and in Fargo, too. And the hot tub financing event's on through the end of the month. What's that mean, Vince?
That means on any hot spring hot tub, you can do 60 months no-interest financing, which means you can get into the wellness of hot water for less than a cup of coffee a day.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Hurry in. Thanks, Vince.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. And tomorrow and Thursday, forgetting what day it is, tomorrow and Thursday we'll be at the Lignite Energy Council's annual meeting in Bismarck. Looking forward to that. Tommy Lahren is going to be there. Tommy Lahren from Fox News Channel. Used to be with Glenn Beck and The Blaze. And she's going to be giving a rousing speech. She's great. And I also will be on stage with her, Chris Berg and I. Chris Berg is the host of 630 Point of View. It's actually called Point of View with Chris Berg now because it airs at 630 on KX4 in eastern North Dakota, and West Dakota Fox at, I think it's 830 out west. So we'll be on stage. Rob Port will be a part of that as well, author of that letter to Heidi Heitkamp that I read yesterday. It's very interesting, wasn't it? So should be a lot of fun. But if you don't yet have tickets, go to the Lignite Energy Council website. Check it out. Also check out SecureEnergyFuture.org. I want to ask you to, we're doing two things. One, we got a Twitter poll. No, it's not a Twitter poll. What do you call it? A text poll, I guess. All right? I won't drive you to Twitter. I'll just let you do this right from your phone, okay? And you can text very simply. It's a little text poll. Who you think is going to win the House Republican nomination, or who you want to win, or whatever. Tom Campbell, Kelly Armstrong, and by the way, Kelly joins us tomorrow. Tom joins us on Friday. Paul Schaffner joins us here in just a little bit. So let us know who you think is going to win. Dwayne Hendrickson is in that race, and also Tiffany Abernathy. So anyway, do that, okay? And then I also would love to hear from you on the air about what you thought of yesterday's gun debate. Todd, what did you think of it? What do you think of the little debate? Todd was, you know, busy handling all the logistics and everything, and it was mainly myself and Tim Purdon, and then a little bit, a lot, actually, of the callers, especially in the back half. Wowzer. I'll ask Jamie first, and then I want to know what you thought. Okay? So I'm curious what you think, Todd. Unvarnished. You can't offend me. You know that. Jamie and Bismarck, what did you think?
Hey, Scott, I couldn't listen to it live, or I would have called in, but I listened to it on SoundCloud yesterday, so I got a few observations. I enjoyed that you had the guy on, first off, and I'm supporting Kelly Armstrong, so I'm not going to text that into you. I'll just tell you since I'm on here. You know, he tipped his hat to you right away in the first couple minutes that he wasn't telling you the truth.
How so?
You asked him. Because you asked him what he wants to do, and he said he wants the background checks, the assault weapons ban, and he wants magazines down to 10 rounds, right?
Yeah, well, how this all started was he tweeted out that list, which was the March for Our Lives list. And he said, you know, as an avid hunter, he loves to play that hunter card, you know, and guns and somehow that makes his ideas better, which I don't like, but I didn't say that yesterday. I just like, okay, whatever. But I mean, to me, Second Amendment, whether you hunt, whether you don't hunt, whether you want to defend yourself, whatever. But I did sense he was softening a little from that list yesterday. Did you?
No, and then when you told him that, what does he want? And he said those three things, and right after he told you them three things, I'm going to quote him right here. He said, those three things are a good first step. That's a first step, Scott. So, you know, that's not going to be the end of it. He's going to want way more than that. That's a good first step.
Maybe.
You know, that's just, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
That's his first step. That's his first step. He's going to want more gun control. They always do. That was the first thing I noticed right away.
Yeah, I was just going to interject on that front. I thought on the assault weapons ban, he talked about, yeah, you know, Clinton had it, we'll bring it back, and maybe can make some improvements on it. I took him to be softening a little on that, but I don't know. Maybe we're putting words in his mouth. What's the next thing on your list?
Okay, and then what? Yeah, he kept bringing up hunting. He's a hunter. He owns his 870 pump shotgun, and he hunts. Yeah, okay, hey, great. I'll tell you what. If you're listening right now, Tim Purdon, I'll buy you 100 AR-15s if you can find the word hunting in the Second Amendment. It has absolutely nothing to do with hunting. So I don't care. You're a sportsman. Don't ever confuse a person who's a quote-unquote hunter, Scott, to be pro-Second Amendment, because a bunch of these guys are FUDs. A FUD is a Elmer FUD who, as long as he's got his whatever he hunts with, his three-round hunting rifle or shotgun, he doesn't care what you do with the rest of the guns. And, you know, he wants a magazine ban, too. He was going on, well, you know what? This kid in Florida, he used 10-round magazines. So what good is that going to do? What, are they going to want five-rounders now if they ban 10? Because I guarantee you, You know, that was his first step.
You're piling on now, so I am going to say this. I'm glad he was here. I'm glad he came on. I respect him for that. I thought it was a decent debate. I'm not the one to say, you know, who's right, who's wrong, whatever. Obviously, I believe what I believe. You know that. And the vast majority of the listeners agreed as well. And I think he got a little bit of an eye-opening experience from the fact that, holy buckets, there's a lot of people out there that believe like this. Well, yes, there are.
Yeah.
That's why I love where I live. Because as I said to him at the end, do me a favor, please get this platform on every commercial for Heidi Heitkamp and Max Schneider. Can you put on every commercial, please?
Yeah.
But I took it as progress that Tim, and of course he's a former U.S. attorney. And,
can I say one more thing, Scott?
Yeah, one sec, though. I'll just finish this thought.
You bet.
When I talked to him about how many of the criminals he prosecuted used a gun that they obtained illegally, right? And he said, you know, the way majority. So I take that as progress because that's my point. You can do all these things you want and you're still going to have people out there not following those laws. One more thing real quick.
Yep. Okay. He said he's never even seen or heard anybody who killed a deer with an AR-15. Well, I've killed many of them with it and I got plenty of friends who do. And he can go right to your Facebook page where you got the SoundCloud. I got a picture of one of the deer I shot with it. So then he can say he actually saw something like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was pretty ignorant of him to say that. And that's, I'll end with
so
that. Thank you, Scott.
He's a FUD.
He
is a FUD. Big time FUD. Have a good day, gents.
I think I heard the FUD there. I was
not expecting that today, but.
Be very, very quiet.
Yeah, exactly right. How'd I do, Todd?
How did you do?
Yeah, in other words, how'd it go? I mean, who won the debate?
Who won it? You. And I think you're right. No, here's the deal. He thought he was going to be, he sees himself as a moderate. And so I think he thought coming in here, he'd just come off as a moderate. He didn't come off as a moderate here. He may come off as a moderate in his circle, but get outside the circle out in the real world, and not so much.
That's a good analogy. Mark, Watford City, you go.
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can. You got 30 seconds. Take it away.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna jump on this guy, too. He lost me when he said that bullets kill people. When we were talking about how, you know, people kill, or guns don't kill people, people kill people. He said the bullet kills people. I about lost it there. This guy is not a moderate. He's a full-fledged liberal. My dad was a conservative moderate Democrat for years, and hell, he switched over. I'm 62 years old, so we're in trouble.
You're not alone, Mark, of being about losing it on that point. I think I'm up to over 100 texts on the bullets analogy being flawed. Appreciate the call so much. Steve in Fargo, Matt in Bismarck, plus another of the candidates, Paul Schaffner, coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Jill Morgan of Castleton. As farmers prepare for another growing season, here are a few helpful fuel tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria and fungus, and icing in cold temps. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degradation. Second, take advantage of biodiesel. Made from soybeans and other plant oils, it provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend for your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about diesel and biodiesel, call the Diesel Helpline at 800-929-3437 or visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Xtendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Xtendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Xtendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, here's an interesting email. It's from Chad. I have read the first line is all, but I'm going to read the whole thing. And Todd, I'd like you to listen for comprehension here, and then you help me respond to this, and we'll go to a couple of calls, and then we'll have Paul Schaffner on the program. Paul is one of the Republican candidates for the House race. We're doing a text poll today. We'll let you know the winner when we're done. Tom Campbell, Kelly Armstrong, Paul Schaffner, Dwayne Hendrickson, and the fifth one, Tiffany Abernoff, who, by the way, is not returning our phone calls.
Troth.
I'm sorry, I mess up her name all the time. Maybe it's because she doesn't come on the show. But anyway, so she gets the Heidi Heitkamp buzzer. You don't come on the show, you get buzzed, and the name gets mispronounced every once in a while.
She's still on my show. Maybe, do you have a problem with women?
Thank you very much. Yeah, start that rumor. That's nice of you. Yeah. Yeah. Todd just started hashtag me.
I gotta give myself the buzzer on that one. That was good.
Hashtag me too. He's gonna start now. Yeah.
Me too too.
Yes. I do not have a problem with the women in my life, I'll tell you. I love them very much. My wife Maria, dear sweet Hannah, all the way out there at out east at school, and Haley. So here we go. You'd have to ask them if I have a problem with women, but I don't think so. Chad says, hi, guys. Kind of strange, but I find myself turning off Scott's show once it starts. Don't know why. Don't know why. Think it is because I'm so bored and nauseated with politics. It is overwhelming these days. It makes me angry. Same with other shows. Hannity. Not so much Rush. Do you get the same response from others? Either someone is running for office and wants airtime to brag, or the discussion leads to other issues. My life is too short to start each day frustrated with our society and political nuances and corruption. Sorry, but there must be other things to discuss. If I'm a lone voice, please disregard. It's a really neat email, Chad, and I appreciate you sending it. And I would, I'll share it on Facebook later and start some discussion there, but I'd also welcome, if you feel like you're not hearing what you want to hear on this show, let us know. But I think if Todd went through and looked about everything we talk about, if you say politics dominates the show, I don't say necessarily politics. I mean, I guess it depends on what you define as that. We talk about what people are talking about. I mean, we started the show with a discussion of, are our schools safe enough? What do you have? David Embiger, the chief of Orient Police, saying, if I had all the money in the world, I wouldn't use it for law enforcement. I'd use it for mental health and addiction treatment. Holy buckets. How's that politics? But, Todd, anything else?
Well, like you say, it's a broad term, so, I mean, define politics.
But I'm honestly, in the era of Trump, a lot of people want to talk about Trump And that's politics, I get, but it's, you know, it's also our country. Anyway, I respect your opinion. I'm glad you gave it to us. I want to hear from others. And again, my main point in telling you this is Todd or I, 24/7, are looking at your feedback. 24/7. Texts don't end when the show ends. They just keep coming, okay? So you have our personal cell phone numbers to call us. That doesn't work. You can't call us because if we don't recognize the number, you don't answer. Otherwise, I wouldn't do anything else all day.
They can call me. I may not be able to grab the call anyway. But
text us. Text us or email us. You can find our emails on the, So, and by the way, I thought that was a phenomenal statement. And Dave Todd, the chief of Fargo Police, said the same thing, getting the same point. So we'll play that here in a little bit because we've chatted with him after things wrapped up. Okay, we got to get to Paul, so I got to get going here. Who's next? Stephen Fargo wanted to weigh in on the gun debate. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Yeah, I called in yesterday, and I got a little heated with that Tim guy. But my frustration is that when people call themselves moderates, and apparently, you know, by his own admission, he's this brilliant attorney and all these other degrees that he has, that's great. And I'm not saying the guy's not intelligent. I'm saying he's grossly misinformed on guns. The first one is this getting rid of high-capacity magazines. That ship has sailed. Unless you're planning on confiscating all of the magazines that are out there, there are hundreds of millions of them. And if you stopped making them tomorrow, your impact on keeping them away from people wanting to do bad things is laughable. It's just not going to happen. So he must be for confiscation if he thinks. And then he infers, we just want to minimize body count, you know, code for assault weapons ban and his magazine stance. The other point I was trying to make with him is that he infers that nobody shoots deer with AR, you know, like nobody needs one. Nobody likes them. Nothing could be further from the truth. They are, without question, statistically the most popular firearm in the United States. They outsell every other design for good reason.
I think I almost wonder if he didn't misspeak on that because we're getting a lot of commentary on that. Steve, great points. I got to keep moving, and I'm happy to talk about this another time. We got to get to our Canada debate for sure here. So a texter at the end of the show yesterday, I didn't get it in, but similar point to yours on the sort of the pedigree, if you will. So just because you are book smart with a law degree doesn't mean you have common sense. And I thought, what a North Dakota comment that is. And, of course, couldn't agree anymore. All right, Matt and Bismarck, I have 30 seconds for you, then I have to go to the debate, or not the debate, the conversation with Paul Schaffner and talk a little bit about last night's debate and this race for the House GOP nomination. Go ahead, Matt. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Morning, guys. So, long story short, my job is actually very intimately tied to firearms. I'm just going to leave it at that. The caller or the debate yesterday, I know he got upset about it, but he is absolutely ignorant when it comes to guns. He said that his last gun he bought at Mandan Hardware. Let me know when they stopped selling guns, because I'm pretty sure that was about 15 years ago. And just because he's a hunter, it does not mean that he understands anything about firearms. He said he's got a BPS pump shotgun. That's great. It's a good gun. The problem is there are probably 15 new designs since then. He is ignorant about the guns. The other part of this is he wants to reduce body count. How's London doing with their gun control? They just surpassed New York, and they have the strictest gun control in the world. How did Norway do when they had the number one school shooting of all time, where that just insane person shot 100-something kids? You know, he does not know what he's talking about. And if you want to sit me down in a room with him, I'd be more than happy to civilly go over this with him and explain where he's wrong and how he's doing this wrong.
Well, yeah. In fact, I want to do more of these. I did mention I would like the next one with Tim and I to be more about everything but guns. In other words, how do we make schools safer? How do we protect against mass shootings? But let's not talk about gun laws because we're going to set that debate aside. We did that one last time. Now let's talk. And in me, it's a crisis of the heart. This is what liberals never talk about. They don't want to talk about how we get to that point, and I don't understand why. Because
his problem is not it's not about the how to fix it for him. It's about how he's going to try to get guns away. Whether he realizes that or not, he's being used through the people that he talks to, through the platforms that he's been exposed to. That's their end goal, is to get rid of the firearms.
Yeah, and it'd be interesting to talk about that piece as well. We'll have him back. And, Matt, I hope you call in again. I'm glad you listened. Thanks a bunch. Others that are waiting, Jamestown, Dickinson, and others, hang tight. We'll try and get to you as we go here throughout the program. Busy day today with a lot going on. And our next guest is Paul Schaffner. He is a Republican candidate for the House. He's done this before. He's doing it again. Performed ably last night in a three-person debate. Kelly Armstrong, Tom Campbell, Paul Schaffner on the stage. Three of the five candidates at the debate. Paul, what did you think? How did the debate go?
Oh, I thought it went very well. Except in the ride home, it was tough last night.
Oh, good.
The roads were miserable, but seriously, though, overall, I think it went well. You know, the good questions. I was prepared for them, and look forward to Saturday.
Yeah, and good point, by the way. Today, the roads continue to be bad, and they've been bad really a good chunk of the weekend. So be careful out there, folks. Absolutely no cruise control. It's outlawed today. No cruise control, because you come on those ice spots, you're going to be in trouble. And I'm getting all kinds of photos of folks with pictures of the roads, and they're not good. So be careful. Tell us about yourself, Paul, in a biographical sense, why you're doing what you're doing, and what skill set you bring into this from your life experience.
I've always had an interest in politics from the time I was 10 years old until now. You know, as I've said this a number of times, I remember being a 10-year-old kid, wondering, you know, when the IRA were on a hunger strike in Ireland at the time, or in Northern Ireland. You know, I just wondered what would make somebody do that. And, you know, I didn't understand it at the time, obviously, but it got me interested in politics. And I think the family I grew up in was involved in politics, not so at the professional level, but you know, people were informed. There was always discussion, my friends, also their parents, that type of thing. And the high school I went to, politics were always topic of discussion, the current events. And I got to North Dakota, and I said, you know what, they're good people here, and I want to give it a shot.
You told me last night that you really understand you're in a battle you're not going to win on Saturday. Why are you still in the race?
Oh, I didn't say I wasn't going to win. I mean, I'm not a pessimist to that extent. I just want to give it a shot and see where I go and get the experience.
I'm not meaning to put words in your mouth. I'm sorry. That was my takeaway from our conversation after about,
no,
you know, what.
No, that was.
Who are you up against here, and are you thinking you're going to win? And you can,
I just got to prepare. You know, that's one of the skill sets I have from being a former coach is, you know, you can't get hung up on those things. You have to prepare. Define yourself before somebody else defines you, and have a message people like or are attracted to.
If I'll put it this way, if you don't win, what's your future hold? What do you want to do?
Well, we'll see after Saturday. We'll see after Saturday on that. But one way or another, I hope it is politics to some degree.
Anything else you want folks to know about you or your candidacy or why it should be you on Saturday?
I think I offered the vision that North Dakota needs to serve it in Washington from that standpoint.
What would be your legacy? You went to Washington, D.C. You went to Washington, D.C. You were a member of Congress for North Dakota. And 20 years after you're done, they'd say, boy, that Paul, that was amazing.
I said this on the campaign trail. At the end of time, on my tombstone, I would say, this guy cared about the people of North Dakota.
Well, that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad attribute at all.
I have that's what it is. You know, I've had I want to serve. I want to serve North Dakota and its people.
And very interesting, Paul. Great job again last night, and we'll see you Saturday.
Thank you.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, as a matter of fact. Rick Berg, the chair of the Republican Party, told me late yesterday, mid-afternoon, today, they expect to know, or expect to be able to announce. They know already who the speaker is going to be, the keynoter. So it's going to be a fun weekend. We'll be there live all weekend long.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Play ball! Baseball season is back, and the Twins are underway with their 162-game slate to the top of the AL Central. We'll be down in the Twin Cities for the Twins' home opener Thursday, April 5th, as the Twins take on the Seattle Mariners. Throughout the day, we'll have live updates for you with special Twins guests on What's On Your Mind with Scott Hennin. And those updates are brought to you by Hanson Runswell Funeral Homes, ABC Seamless, The Medicine Shop, and Sports Clips Haircuts of Bismarck and Minot.
What happens if no one's fighting for traditional pro-life and pro-family values? The team at Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota won't let that happen. They defend and preserve pro-life and pro-family biblical values every day, representing you and your principles at the state legislature and alerting you to key issues that affect the family in North Dakota. Join Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota at its annual dessert banquet, Tuesday, April 10th, 7 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn. Call for tickets, 701-219-0948.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennin from the What's On Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answers are pouring in here. Answers to our text poll. We'll give away a free MyPillow this hour because it's the best pillow on the planet Earth. And the guy who invented it is a really good guy. I don't know about you, but I like buying from people who are really good guys. That's Mike Lindell. Todd, did you know we're working on going down to the cities for a live broadcast from the Mike Lindell operation there, MyPillow?
Did not know that. I saw that he spent Easter with President Trump, and the president actually sleeps on a MyPillow.
They're buddies. In fact, he told us on this program, you'll remember, about his first meeting with President Trump. And it was a story during the campaign that gave me immense comfort. Because I heard some folks that had said similar things, and it was just one more thing. This was the story. He wanted to meet Mike because he'd heard about Mike's story, which is really one of addiction and crosswise with the law and everything else, and coming back from that to be the successful, wonderful, entepreneur that he is, right? And so the president said, hey, I'd like to meet that guy. He goes to Trump Tower. This is during the campaign. This is Mike Lindell, the guy you see on TV, walks into Trump's office, and not hi, hello, I'm Donald Trump, nothing. The first thing Donald Trump says, I want to hear the story behind why you wear that cross. Because if you notice in the ads, it's always, you can see the cross that he wears, rather large, a necklace cross. And he said, for the next hour, we talked about God. Now, does that sound like a Donald Trump you read about in the newspaper or see about in the evening news or hear about on this radio program very often, Todd? Manny? Kevin? I don't know. I mean, that's
certainly pretty mainstream media bypasses that, right?
Yeah, they sure do, by golly. So, anyway, that's, I think, pretty cool. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. You use promo code Scott when you go to MyPillow.com, and you buy from somebody that's a great, great individual. So, appreciate that very much. All right, what else do we need to do here? I need to tell you where I'm going to be. Tomorrow, Lignite Annual. Lignite Energy Council annual meeting. Kelly Armstrong will be among our guests. Kelly, candidate for the House race. Thursday, back at the Lignite Energy Council annual meeting, Tommy Lahren, ladies and gentlemen, will be among our guests. Of course, also tomorrow, I forgot to tell you, Congressman Kevin Cramer. Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall. The first full hour for Kevin, obviously since the funeral of his son, and we look forward to visiting with him a little bit about that. And I talked to him at the funeral, and he said, I want to talk a little bit about Ike Wednesday. I said, that's just fine. But he said, then let's get back to talking about the campaign. So I think that's the place he's at. I think that makes perfect sense. All right, we have a couple of minutes to have you weigh in here at 800-228-0550. Shout out to Jason and Anna from Riley's Acres. Came up to me at the debate last night and said, hey, we're big fans. We love the show. Thanks so much. What's Todd like? It was funny. Anna was saying to me, she was there with her husband. She's like, it's so weird to hear you talk. I didn't think that was much of a compliment, Todd, did you? I mean, it's so weird to hear you talk.
It's a little left-handed, maybe.
Yeah, so I said, what do you mean? Well, I didn't know what you looked like before. Now I'm seeing you talk, and I hear you on the radio every day. And, anyway, that was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. I did have one other question I wanted to ask the audience. I should read some of these texts, too, while we have time. But I saw a vehicle yesterday. It was a Subaru. And it had, Bernie 2016 stickers all over. You ever see those? You just know. And they're usually Subarus, too. I don't know what the deal is. I have no idea what the link is there. But anyway, tons of bumper stickers. I tweeted this out. But the little fish sign you see on many vehicles, which is, a way for people to say, hey, I'm a Christian. I love Jesus, whatever. I don't know. I don't have one, but I like them. I see them
like
out there.
I like the fish.
Yeah, you kind of need. Yeah, there's the one that says, I like the fish. Anyway, so this is that. It's the typical fish sign, but then in the middle of it, it says sci-fi. And then on the bottom of it, it's like they turned it into a gun where they're trying to make it look like a Star Wars gun or something. I don't. Did you see the picture? Someone has to explain this to me because I don't get the joke. And it was a really long red light, and I had a long time to think about it and take a picture. So I was hoping the answer could come here on the program. I don't know. You have any ideas, Todd?
I don't.
You got nothing for me?
I got nothing.
All right.
At least it's not one of those ones that says Darwin on it, right?
Exactly. Pull up your favorite call that called in off air while I read a few texts here. The liberal guest you have on, because we have so many of those, don't we, Todd? The liberal guests you have on. This is plural. We had a gun debate yesterday with someone who said, don't call me liberal, moderate. But drives me nuts. Her belief that no one should have a gun is as uninformed as me saying she should not be able to have a liberal voice and an opinion. Okay, this is the Ellen Ratner thing. I'm starting to think we should put Ellen Ratner on with you and I, Todd. What do you think?
I'm thinking we probably ought to.
Yeah, we're hearing a... Again, it would be...
a response, so why not?
Well, in fact, if you know Ellen Ratner, you can throw that in on the poll question, too, okay? It'd be another example of our bipartisanship, wouldn't it, Todd? Right here on the show. Every darn day. All right, Gary Faddleson, when we come back and more, don't go away.
I know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.